Blog Talk Radio.
Why I keep hearing footsteps, baby.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruna Seven Oracle. And guys, this is another pop-up podcast. I was just sitting laying here listening to it. And I was like, you know, in a lot of things that I'm in, well, a few things that I'm involved in, you know, what I am picking up is that a lot of people are healing from post-traumatic trauma, from subconscious wounds that were inflicted on you, rather subconsciously, or, you know, a lot of it is intentional, believe it or not, you know, things that to work against you in the shadows, you know what I mean? But, you know, there are so many wounded adults, you know what I mean? And not too many people, you know, even think about the wounded adult. You know, they just suppress it and just hold it in, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to do much talking because I'm healing as well. I'm pretty much healed. Things don't affect me as much as they used to. But in healing, you guys, I just wanted to share this with you because, I don't know, somebody needed to hear it. All right, so here you go, guys. Her link is going to be in the show notes.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shabby Zane. And I'm coming on today to have a discussion with you all. I'm going to do a reading for you all to shine some light in regards to the karmics that have been in your life. I find that times we go through things, you know, especially the chosen, we go through things to build us, it's to strengthen us. And so we have certain people that we end up surrounded by who come in with a specific agenda, okay? They have a specific assignment to deter you and to keep you from going down your divine path. And one of the issues that I find that many of us run into is the pain that's associated with those things that you've gone through. You tend to question why. And it's not the fact that you can't get over what was done. It's more so the fact that you can't get through you can't seem to grasp or to understand why it was done. And so a lot of times that hinders us from our forward movement because we go in circles in our mind over and over again trying to conceptualize, trying to understand why this person that you might have loved or that you might have given your all to or that you've done no harm to would have such a wicked agenda against you, okay? And so just like a coal that is placed in a furnace and that comes out on the other side as a diamond, these people were placed into your life. They may not know it. They may feel that, okay, they're doing it because they're getting some sort of self-gratification. Maybe it's stroking their ego to hurt you. Maybe they're jealous of you and they just want to see you fail. Maybe, you know, they just felt like, you know, whatever insecurities they held on to, some of them, they might have even tried to hurt you for the sake of, you know, stealing your spiritual gifts or gaining wealth off or trying to sacrifice you, whatever the case may be. We tend to go round and round in our own minds as to why these things happen, especially when it's coming from people as close, you know, in our immediate family or friends that we might have known for many years, lovers, business partners, coworkers. So what I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to pull the cards and I'm going to get very specific. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start off with the parents. Then we're going to talk about the siblings. We're going to talk about the friends. We're going to talk about the business partners and coworkers. And then we're going to talk about the lovers. These are all the karmics that was in your life. And the questions that I would be asking is, what did they do to you? Why did they do this to you? And what lesson were you to gain from their actions? Because quite often when we get stuck in the part of trying to figure out why, then you completely miss the lesson behind the action. And so let's get right into it. And I'm going to give you some advice towards the end. So let's see. In terms of the parents, for those of you who may have karmic parents, not all of you will have the same group of people that you had to release or that may have harmed you throughout your life. But if it resonates, you know, this will be for any karmic parents, whether it was your mother or your father or both. The question is, what did they do to you? How did they harm you? Then I'm going to ask why and what was the lesson to be learned behind it, okay? So what did this karmic parent do to you?
Oh, man.
So we got the double here.
Uh-oh.
I don't know that it can get any worse than that.
Uh-oh.
So then this would indicate that for many of you, you had a karmic parent that was very controlling. You might have had a karmic parent that was, that had addiction, that might have been abusive. Some of you may have had karmic parents that were sexually molested you. Karmic parents who stayed in very toxic relationships. But this is a very heavy energy, very dark energy when it comes to the karmic parents, okay? Let's clarify this. What was this all about concerning the karmic parent in your life? So we have the Ace of Wands in the reverse. Something about this karmic parent, one or both, that they kept you chained and bound to them and feeling as if you could not move forward, feeling as if you could not release yourself from this relationship. But it was very, very toxic and dark in its nature. And so what they did was they stopped your forward movement. Some of you had karmic parents that were very jealous of you as well, is what I'm picking up here. But they wanted to keep you chained and bound, and I'm also hearing that some of your karmic parents tried to encourage you to stay in karmic relationships, okay? But there's something here that's very dark and very sinister for the devil card to come out first. Many of them wanted to really just control you, okay? Let's see what else. What did they do? Definitely stop your forward movement here. So we have the Seven of Cups. This is keeping you in that energy of confusion so that you're always just not really knowing which direction to go in, so that you would never be able to move down your divine path because they understood that your divine path did not include them. So I'm even seeing for some of them dark magic here in order to keep you chained and bound to them, okay, to keep you in this energy of confusion where you can't make up your mind in terms of what is your purpose, what it is that you're supposed to be doing. For some of you, this may have been a mother figure, okay, with the Empress being here. For some of you, this was your mother. For some of you, you definitely dealt with molestation by one of your parents here, okay? And they never wanted to see you move forward, okay? They never wanted to see you go down your divine path because they felt that as long as they could keep you chained and bound to them, especially because many of you, as being the chosen seed, you carry this divine light. You carry this divine connection to the Most High that protects you, that keeps you naturally protected. And so as a way of them trying to avoid their own karma, they did everything possible to throw stumbling blocks your way, to keep you in a state of confusion so that you would never be able to see through the clouds, okay, through the darkness. You would always just be confused, trying to figure out which direction to go in, and you would never ultimately rise and step into your own divine feminine or divine masculine nature, because they understood that in this energy, you are blessed. You have an overflow of abundance. In this energy, your cup runneth over. In this energy, you attract, you welcome in all of those blessings that the Most High has stored up for you, okay? They wanted to stop that from coming in because they were very jealous of your forward movement. Ooh, that's too many cards. Let's see. What did they do? So we have the Queen of Swords coming out in the reverse. Many of you could have had a mother figure that was very, very wicked in the way that she expressed herself. She was very mean. Maybe she put you down a lot. Probably even was very emotionally distant, emotionally unavailable. And I feel like the way that she kept you chained and bound to her was that one minute she would come in as being that nurturing mother figure, and the next minute she would cut you off just like that. Because the goal was to keep you in this energy of confusion. And that it might not just be for your mother, it could have been for your father. Take it how it resonates. But I see someone who is very, very mean and someone who's also a liar. Very deceptive in her energy. Was very dishonest in the things that she told you. And it was only to keep you confused. Only to keep you from moving forward and from breaking this chain, breaking this generational curse. Because a large part of your parents understood that you were the one that was selected with a divine purpose. And so they came in this very toxic, low vibrational, demonic energy here. Because they knew that you, especially as a chosen seed, had a heart. You empathized with them. You wanted to heal them. You wanted to see them get better. And so a part of you held on to them in spite of all of the negative things that they had done to you. What else did this parent do? So we have the Ten of Pentacles in the reverse. This was a very unstable structure. This parent did not want to see you move forward because the Ten of Pentacles in the upright is receiving your inheritance. This is you moving forward and creating a beautiful, solid foundation for yourself, for your children, for your grandchildren. Your parent did not want to see you gain your inheritance. Your parent wanted to block that from you because your parent understood that contract that they signed. Because they decided to come in as a karmic parent, they understood that they would not receive any part of this inheritance. They understood that they had already signed their life away in terms of receiving the blessing. They made a choice. They chose a path. And that path was to be a stumbling block and to create stumbling blocks for you. They shut you down even when it comes to your communication. Whenever you tried to verbalize those things that was hurting you, maybe you even called them out for some of their behavior, they were very cutthroat in the way that they communicated, very manipulative in their energy, very deceptive in their energy, very angry. And I feel like they had you confused in regards to who you were. You didn't even know who you were for a long time. And so for a long time, you couldn't even take action or to pursue your goals because of the stronghold that this parent had over you. So, yeah, they wanted to block you. They wanted to block you from taking action and from having forward movement in your life, okay? They knew that you possessed what was necessary to be on top, okay? They knew that you possessed what was necessary to thrive and survive, okay, and to overcome. But it's like they was in this energy of always just trying to block you from your forward movement. You was always in this energy of having to defend yourself. This person was very egotistical. very egotistical, and they did everything possible to put stumbling blocks in your way to keep you from moving forward and to keep you in a state of confusion. They lied on you. That many of them did dark magic on you because they understood that when you released them, you was really going to step into your divine path and your purpose, and that there was nothing that they can do to stop it. At that point, they was going to have to deal with the karma that they had called to themselves, okay? They planted some really bad seeds for themselves, okay? Many of you had this to be a father figure who had no love for you, okay? You might have even revealed some secrets about this father figure. You might have even spoken up, you know, finally came out of that energy of silence, spoken up and spoken out against this father figure, okay? And, you know, this person that was emotionally unavailable, but that was also, for some of you, this is a predator, a child molester who was a father figure in your family, who offered false love, okay? But behind all of this, they wanted to stop you. They never wanted to see you happy. So now the next question is going to be, why did they do this? What was their objective? What was in it for them? Why did they do this to you? Because this is the question that often plagues the minds of those who are feeling that energy of trying to heal. You're trying to push past it, but you just can't get out of your mind. Why? Why would someone who I cared for or that I loved, why would they do this? What was in it for them? What was the agenda? So let's see. Your parents, your karmic parents do this. So what we have here, look at this, the Two of Swords and the Fool. They literally wanted to block you from moving forward. They wanted you to stay in a crossroads. They never wanted to see you because the Fool picks up, starts all over again. The Fool takes the leap of faith and moves towards their divine purpose. But the Two of Swords is that energy of being blindfolded, at a crossroads, never being able to fully see what is happening around you, and just stuck. Stuck without knowing which direction to go in. So it seems like every time you tried to take the leap of faith to move forward to start something new, that's when they would come and block you from doing that, okay? That's when they would come and put up stumbling blocks for you so that you would not be able to ultimately get to your divine path or purpose. They knew that you was the one that was chosen to do something different. And again, they needed your energy to avoid the karma that they had called to themselves. So let's see why else. Why? Why did your karmic parents do this to you? And after this, we're going to move on to siblings, if any of you have siblings that may have done this. Why? Many of them did this for financial gain. Okay? Yeah, look at that. The King of Pentacles in reverse. This is somebody who was very money hungry. They understood that you possess. You see how she's holding this bird here. You possess the ability to have a divine connection to all things that existed. You have been planting good seeds all of your life and creating a harvest that was going to be very abundant for yourself, okay? They understood that in your solidarity, you would be financially stable. You would be emotionally stable. You would be free of all codependencies because in this energy, you're taking a leap of faith to go towards your divine path. And because of doing this, you get rewarded for taking the leap of faith away from those who tried to block you. And so this parent who was very money hungry, which for some of you, this might be the father figure, but take it how it resonates, this could be either male or female. But the King of Pentacles in reverse strongly indicates someone who is money hungry, someone who is very selfish, someone who would do anything for money, including sacrifice you, okay? And so why they did it? For material gain, for material comfort. And as long as they can keep you stuck and blindfolded to your divine path, they could siphon the energy from you and prevent you from receiving your wealth and your abundance because of jealousy. Look at this.
Damn.
The Eight of Swords. They wanted to keep you stuck, trapped in your head, all that you couldn't move, feeling as if there was no other option for you. Because both of these is with the blindfold. They wanted to make sure that you never understood their agenda. that you never had an understanding of why you had all of these blockages in your life. Meanwhile, they're coming out in the devil. That's the first part that came out for them to indicate that many of them was doing dark magic to create the stumbling blocks for you.
Uh-oh.
So that you would always feel like you was just trapped and stuck.
Uh-oh.
And never able to move forward.
Goddamn.
So, yeah, look at this. Three of swords. Okay? Heartbreak. They didn't want you to heal. They wanted you to stay in this energy of pain because in this energy of pain, you don't have the strength to move forward. You don't have the strength to break those chains and to break those generational curses, which is what you were placed here for. And so they had a very wicked agenda against you to keep you stuck and to keep you from moving away from codependency issues, okay? And so I feel like even for many of you, it also caused actual addiction because that was part of their agenda to keep you in codependency. And so it could have caused addiction, whatever that addiction looks like for you, okay? And so what was the lesson? What lesson were you supposed to gain from your experience with this karmic parent? Because once you understand the lesson, then you can move forward. You can take the leap of faith to move forward and to release this person and to know that, okay, I get the lesson. And so once you get the lesson, you get the blessing. But without understanding the lesson, you don't have access to the blessing, okay? And they understand this. So, excuse me, what was the lesson here? The lesson was to learn that when you get that intuitive nudge that it's time for you to take the leap of faith and to trust the Most High God, you need to stay loyal to your decision and just do it. Don't look down. Don't be fearless. Don't be afraid to take this leap. Look up. Look up to the Most High God. Pack light. Leave all of that baggage and that drama behind you. Be loyal to your decision because the dog symbolizes loyalty, and it also symbolizes that you are always divinely guided and protected. The lesson that you were set to learn here was to fearlessly take the leap of faith towards those things that you are called to do. Because this card came out in terms of what they were doing to you, why they did it. Why they did it? Because they didn't want you to be in this energy of taking the leap of faith and fearlessly and courageously and boldly moving forward down your divine path. What was the lesson? I'm going to pull two cards and then I'm going to move on to the siblings. What was the lesson here? Okay, you see this? The lesson was to release energy of confusion. Do not allow yourself to stay in this energy of constantly juggling and being in this emotional turmoil, trying to hold on to things that are not serving you, holding on to things while your ship is sailing off. You over here trying to juggle, trying to balance all of these things while your ship is sailing off. The direction that you're supposed to be going in, you're missing the boat because you were too busy trying to hold on to things that were no longer serving you, and so it threw you off emotionally. And so you missed many opportunities. So the lesson is to drop it. This is in reverse. Drop it. Whatever it is that's not serving you, release it. Because this fool, his bag is light. He's packed light. And he's ready to take the leap of faith forward, okay? You can't carry a whole lot of baggage with you and take that leap of faith forward. Because all it's going to do is weigh you down. And so the lesson was to release those things that keep you emotionally in turmoil and to allow yourself to be free. So let's move on to the siblings. Let's move on to the siblings. For those of you who have karmic siblings that you had to walk away from, whether it be your sister, your brother, adopted family, you know, those that you consider brothers or sisters, whoever this might be, your siblings, what did they do? What did your siblings do to you, your karmic siblings? What did they do? Many of them left you in this energy of feeling isolated and alone. Unhappy, isolated, alone, and not being able to see things clearly. Okay? The sun is in the reverse. The hermit is in the reverse, indicating feeling exiled from the family. So they might have made you feel like you didn't fit in. They might have made you feel as if you was the black sheep of the family and that you wasn't a part of the family, okay? You got the magician here. We'll clarify and see what that is. But many of them tried to cause power in your life. Okay? They tried to cause power moments in your life. Why? Because, again, they didn't want to see you move forward and take the leap of faith without them. So let's clarify these. What did these karmic siblings do? What did they do to you? The Hermit in reverse. Let's see what this is. That's all about feeling alone and not being able to gain the clarity, not being able to do the inner work because you're so focused on feeling like the black sheep, feeling as if you're not wanted or you're not cared for. So the Hermit in reverse is the Eight of Pentacles. I feel like you was very focused in on not feeling as if you had anyone. They placed you in this position where you probably just kind of threw yourself into work because even when it came to, like, family functionings or things of that nature, you probably just did not feel comfortable. You probably just didn't feel like you were welcome or wanted, okay? What is this Hermit in reverse? So the Six of Cups, okay, this would be those from your past, okay, potentially your siblings, okay, growing up with them. You might have been very focused or in this energy of nostalgia, doing a lot of thinking, maybe wishing that things could go back to the way they were in your childhood when things were innocent between the two of you. But they did isolate you. Okay, they definitely isolated you and made you feel as if, you know, you was in this energy of constantly focusing in on the loss. So what is the Sun in reverse? Because that's that energy of feeling unhappy. Sun in reverse is the Nine of Pentacles in the reverse. So that's that energy of feeling codependent on the relationship. What they did to you was they isolated you in order to make you feel like you had to be codependent on having them in your life. Where the absence of them, the absence of their presence in your life, the goal was to make you feel as if without them, you're alone. You have no one. So they left you in this energy of feeling codependent, in this energy of nostalgia, constantly thinking back about the past, and not able to move forward. Because with the Eight of Pentacles, and then the Nine of Pentacles in the reverse, I feel like some of your siblings was also doing something to create stumbling blocks so that you could not advance financially. You was putting in a lot of work. When you was ostracized and left alone, made to feel like the black sheep, like nobody wanted you, you really did dive into your work, okay? You put a lot of your energy and time into your work because you did not want to stay focused in on the past. And so... But what I'm seeing here with the Eight of Pentacles, right after the Eight of Pentacles, after you put in all that work, you're supposed to be in the Nine of Pentacles. You're supposed to reap the harvest of the hard work that you put in. But instead of you reaping the harvest, this card came out in the reverse. So what they did was they stagnated your growth. They stagnated you from being able to receive the harvest of your efforts in an attempt to keep you focused on the past. And focus on the fact that you felt alone, codependent on their energy. So what is the Magician? What is the Magician? The Magician is the Seven of Wands in the reverse, okay? They wanted you to feel defenseless. They manipulated you to the point, I feel like they were doing dark magic, because right behind this, we have the Ten of Swords. A lot of betrayal that happened here from these karmic siblings of yours, whether it's one or more than one. A lot of betrayal, a lot of manipulation to weaken you, to make you feel as if you could not do what was necessary to overcome those obstacles that were being sent your way, okay? Because they wanted you to feel codependent on them, to manipulate him or her to the point where they feel like they can't protect themselves, they can't defend themselves, then they'll always be stuck in this codependent energy of feeling left alone, isolated, and feeling as if everything that they put, all of the effort that they put in this energy of isolation, all of the hard work that they do, they never reap the harvest from it. They never find happiness. They never find stability because they wanted to see you in this energy, on the ground, on your face, okay? Always in this energy of needing to pick yourself back up and to try to heal. This is what they wanted for you. What is the power? Because I feel like something has backfired here. That's what I'm picking up on, with the power in the reverse. But let's see, what is the power? The power is whatever passionate endeavor they want, that you had, they wanted to completely wipe out that passion and that zeal and that excitement. They wanted to completely blow out the flames so that you would not have the fuel and the energy that was necessary for your creative ideas to come into fruition. They really wanted to stop you in your forward movement. They wanted to zap out any happiness, because the sun is also the fire energy. They wanted to zap out any passion, any happiness, any creative endeavors that you might have set yourself to, you know, and focused on. Because you, I feel like for many of you, you might have always just been a type of person that just kind of did your own thing. You may have always been more introverted because you never really felt like you was accepted anyway. You always felt like you were set aside or the black sheep of the family. But eventually it works out in your favor, okay? But at this time, these siblings or whoever the sibling is, they really wanted to just keep you stuck and feeling as if you just had no one and you just had to be codependent on the past, codependent on what things used to be, because you just can't overcome this energy of not being able to overcome with this coming out in the reverse. Not being able to defend yourself, not being able to get up off of your face because you're constantly taking these hits, constantly having these power moments, constantly every time you have an idea or a spark or you create something, it just, it never comes to pass because they never wanted to see you in, once again, this Nine of Pentacles in the upright. They never wanted to see you in this energy. And the sad part about it is that I'm noticing a pattern here is that many of them are so stuck on materialism. They don't see past the surface of life. They don't see anything in terms of the spiritual aspect of who we are as spiritual beings having a human experience. And so they're so fixated on materialism that they can't even understand that your divine purpose, your divine calling, your divine path, it can't be stopped. It doesn't matter how many obstacles and stumbling blocks they might have tried to throw your way. It can't be stopped because you're always being given the anointing to heal and to mend and to get up off of your face regardless of how many times you were stabbed in the back. But they never wanted to accept that. And they didn't want you to realize that, because realizing that will put you in this energy of being the creator, knowing that you have this divine connection with infinite wisdom, because that's the infinity sign, this infinite wisdom to the spiritual realm, infinite wisdom to the Most High God, infinite connection to all things that exist around you. You have every tool that you need in order to create. And instead of them doing the work on themselves so that they could actually have their blessings, and so that they could grow and evolve in this human experience, they decided to spend their lifetime trying to throw stumbling blocks for you so that you would never recognize who you were. So let's see. That's what they did. So let's just get a couple for why they did it, and we're going to move on to the friends that you had to walk away from, those karmic friends. So why did your siblings do this? Why did your karmic siblings do this to you? Then we're going to talk about the lessons that you should have gained from this. Why did they do this? We already saw this Eight of Pentacles coming out in the upright. They never wanted you to be able to see. Like, they always knew that you had complete access to be able to move across the world and to do beautiful things. You had a divine purpose, okay, where you, the world is supposed to see you, whatever that is, okay? And they wanted to make sure that you always just was in this energy of never being able to move, because you see that barrier there. Always just hoping and wishing for and trying to make decisions but never really being able to move on them, because in this energy, it's like you're constantly trying to be in survival mode, constantly trying to stay out of poverty, trying to come out of this energy of poverty, because this card came out in the reverse. And before, y'all saw the Nine of Pentacles in the reverse, so that indicates someone who is financially codependent financially having issues and blockages, okay? And so they wanted you to be in this energy of homelessness so that you would never be able to move out of this Five of Pentacles energy and being codependent, okay? They wanted you to feel left out in the cold, abandoned, ostracized, everything up underneath the book these karmic siblings did. This is why they did it, okay? And maybe it's because they knew that you was chosen. They maybe they was jealous of the fact that they did not receive that position in this lifetime. But they should be happy that you came in as the generational curse breaker. But because these people can't see past the surface of life, they don't understand the bigger picture of this thing. And so their hopes for you was that you would always stay in this Eight of Pentacles energy in the reverse, never being able to manifest and materialize those things that you put in all of that hard work towards. That's why they did it. You had someone, you might even have a sister figure. It could be a sister or a brother, but they were liars too. They also slandered your name. Why they did it? Because they're liars. And I feel like whoever these people are, they might have always gotten caught up in their lies as well. But they were liars, manipulators, and just very cutthroat, no heart at all. What lesson were you supposed to get from this situation here? What lesson were you supposed to gain from your karmic siblings? This message might go in over an hour, so I hope y'all bear with me because I got multiple people that I want to address. The lesson that you were supposed to gain was to release yourself. To release yourself. Hold on one moment, y'all. The lesson that you were supposed to gain was to release yourself from this Ten of Swords in the reverse. And in spite of all of the pain, the backstabbing energy, you were supposed to be able to come into the space of... Hold on, baby. Hold on one second. So, nothing happens by chance. My daughter just fell off the bed, okay? And so they really wanted you to be in this energy of feeling like you can never get up. The lesson that you were supposed to learn is in spite of all of the backstabbing, in spite of all of the pain, you don't stay there. You get back up. I just heard, get back up again. I don't know who I think it's, I don't, Marvin Sapp, I don't know who's saying that. But get back up again. You don't stay in this position. You give yourself permission to heal. You give yourself permission to release all toxicity or codependency that you might have had on trying to have a relationship with these siblings. So for some of you, you have three siblings. There's three of you. And you realize that these people, it was no cohesiveness. It was all false. It was based on a very toxic relationship. And the only way that you could really come together to so-called celebrate would be under very toxic conditions. Okay? So very fake friendship or love that you might have received from these siblings. Okay? The Hangman is here in the reverse. The lesson is to allow yourself to see things from a new perspective. You was in this energy. The lesson is to make the sacrifice, to take the time out, to gain the clarity, to see things more clearly, okay? So that you could understand the importance of not allowing this type of energy to hover in your life, where it's, even if it's your siblings, it does not matter. You are going to be stuck in this energy of not being able to have forward movement as long as you cling to this type of energy. People who don't have your best intentions in mind because they're always stabbing you in the back with the intentions of wanting to see you stay there. And many of them celebrated with one another when it came to your pain. Those other siblings that they worked along with celebrated on behalf of it. They celebrated with their friends in regards to those things that you were going through, okay? Because they was ego-driven and very materialistic. And so let's move on. In terms of the plan, what did your karmic friends do to you? I hear for some of the males, you had karmic friends who always were in competition with you. It was like this, excuse me, this alpha male thing, who can do the best, who can make the most money. And I guess for men, that could sometimes be motivational, but this was not in a way of encouraging you. This was in a way of making you feel as if those milestones or those things that you had actually, the things that you had actually created for yourself was never enough. They always wanted to make you feel as if what you were doing was never enough, okay? So what did they do in terms of your friendship? What did these karmic friends do to you? Let's see, way over there. So you have the Hangman and the Ace of Cups here. I feel like they kept you stuck from actually having true love. It was something about keeping you from being able to move towards happiness, self-love, true love in terms of connection, okay? What did these karmic friends do to you? We got the Three of Pentacles in the reverse and the Seven of Swords. These karmic friends worked against you. Not only did, because if you have one karmic friend, you might not have even known that you had other friends that was working with that karmic friend against you, or they had friends that maybe was outside of your circle who was working against you. So if you had people that you collaborated with in terms of business-wise, they was always working against you, making plans to make sure that whatever it is that you had invested in would fail, doing this through deception, dishonesty, lies, sneakiness. You had some friends around you that even stole from you with the Seven of Swords here, okay? Yeah, some of them took your money, okay, because it was all about selfishness and greed. So let me clarify these. What's the Hangman and the Ace of Cups here? Very deceptive. This one came out in the reverse, so I want to make sure I'm looking at this properly. Yes, the Hangman and the Ace of Cups. Yeah, they took your money. For many of you, they stole from you, your inheritance. Many of you were supposed to be in this position by now where you were in the Ten of Pentacles in the upright, where you have everything that you invested in, you're now reaping the harvest from it. These people, whoever these friends were, karmic friends, they made sure that you were not able to see things clearly. They always wanted you to think that you was misjudging them or that you was too quick to judge them for their actions when, in fact, they were actually doing things against you behind your back, being deceptive the whole time. So you might have called them out on it, but you might have been met with some love bombing. You know, they tried to tell you, well, no, I'm your friend, I'm your homeboy. You know, I've been here, I've invested in these things with you. I've stuck by your side in spite of X, Y, Z. But all the whole time, they were hoping that you would never reach this energy of being in the Ten of Pentacles, because they understood, because you are chosen and because you have a divine calling and because you have a gift, they understood that if you got out of this energy of being stuck, once you was able to see things more clearly, once you cut yourself up out of this tree of being stuck, you were going to be able to move forward and create the Ten of Pentacles for yourself without these people, okay? But they never wanted to see this for you, and so they made you think that you was always too quick to judge them. And they collaborated with other people against you, okay? Everything that you did. What is the Seven of Swords? Let's see. What is the Seven of Swords here? Yeah, they took your money. Whole lot coming out about Pentacles. Yeah, look at this. It's Knight of Pentacles. That's about stopping your money flow. This Page of Pentacles in reverse. Whatever it is you learned, whatever skill it is that you gained, you was expecting to receive a harvest from it. They made sure that whatever news, good news that was supposed to come in, they blocked that out. They worked against you. They created power moments for you, okay? They made sure that you would not be able to move towards your stability, because the Knight of Pentacles, right after the Knight of Pentacles comes the King of Pentacles. So they understood that if you was able to cut yourself out of this stuck energy of being in this tree, you know, and actually gain the clarity about who they was, you was going to take those gifts that you had and you was going to be able to really create a strong foundation for yourself with your divine partner. And so you had some of them that just did not want to see you in this energy of being able to collaborate and build with like-minded people. And so instead, they pretended that they were going to be a partner with you. They pretended that they wanted to work with you and to invest with you. Because you got 1, 2, 3, and this is 4 cards right here of pentacles dealing with money. They pretended they wanted to invest, but the whole time they wanted to stop your money flow completely in its tracks. Because the Knight of Pentacles is already a slow-moving energy. And it takes a minute to build up that financial abundance to get to the King of Pentacles. But when it's in reverse, that's that energy of, I don't want to see you have anything. So many of them stole from you and created these tower moments in your life to cause, you know, everything that you built to come crumbling down. That's what your karmic friends did. So let's see. Why did they do this? What was in it for them? Why did they do this? I think it's very clear. They just really wanted your money. Again, another common theme. They wanted to see you homeless, broke, juggling your finances. There's pentacles again. Juggling your finances, emotionally unstable, sick, physically ill, feeling codependent, left out in the cold, homeless. That's what these karmic friends wanted for you. These people are something else, and this is exactly why. They wanted to stop your love life. You reap what you sow. And so you all have been planting this seed that was withheld from you because there was lessons that you needed to gain throughout all of these situations so that you could receive the blessings. You get the lessons so you can get the blessing. And a large part of the lesson was to release these people, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually, cutting the cords in the spiritual realm so that they no longer had access to your energy, taking your power back and once again taking the leap of faith towards your success. No longer feeling like you're in this energy of being alone, because you're never alone. You've got your whole spiritual team. The Most High has blessed you with a whole group of angels, holy angels, and your ancestors of love and light, you know, Yeshua, you know, Holy Spirit. There's so many different, you know, the cosmic spirits of love and light, okay? Why did they do this? They did this because they never wanted to see you happy. I told y'all they did not want you in your divine partnership. This is all about that family structure, that happiness between the husband, the wife, the children. They never wanted to see you have that. They wanted you to feel alone, abandoned, and just ostracized, exiled, okay? And it was this energy of feeling as if they knew everything. They wanted you to be in this energy of being cold, callous, okay, and always trying to guard and protect your heart so that you would never be able to welcome in anything that felt like love. They wanted you to stay stuck, feeling alone, broke, useless, sick, abandoned. They never wanted you to get to this empress because for some of you, you know, or they didn't want you to step into your emperor or empress mode, or they didn't want you to get a hold of your empress or your emperor. For some of you, you might even have an empress in your life or an emperor that's in your life that you're supposed to be with. But because you've been hurt so much, these friends often try to come in with this unsolicited advice as if they knew everything, you know, and saying things to keep you from going towards your divine partnership. Because, again, they wanted you to feel codependent, broke, like you never had anything, like the seeds you planted would never reap any harvest. They even wanted you, for a lot of you, they wanted y'all to stay in this energy of being a player, male or female. They wanted you to just kind of be in that energy of just being flighty and just jumping all over the place because they knew that once you stop taking action in that direction with the chariot in reverse, that you would be moving towards your happiness and your success. Yeah. They wanted you to feel like you could not defend yourself, you couldn't protect yourself, like you just powerless. But it was largely because they knew that ultimately you had a divine purpose, okay, and you would move towards commitment. So they did not want to see you have that. So what lesson were you supposed to gain from this? What lesson were you to gain from your relationship with these karmic friends? The empress, the lesson is to go towards your empress or your emperor, or to step into your empress or emperor energy, to heal, and to know that everything that you need is already surrounding you, that you are abundant, that everything that you need is already abundantly available to you, and that you are a king, a queen, a god, a goddess, and that you don't have to put in a lot of labor or work. You just do the work to heal yourself, and the Most High is going to bless you with everything that you need, and that's why you get to sit comfortably. They didn't want you to do that. They wanted you outside, abandoning it in the cold. But for many of you, because I've seen a couple of cards about being alone, your friends did not want you to have your divine partner in your life. That's why they were doing this towards you, because they knew that you paired with your divine partner, you would be able to create a lot of abundance for yourself because you're blessed. And so they never wanted you to awaken to that. They wanted to work against you, take your money so that you would always feel insecure about your relationship, or create stumbling blocks for you financially so that you would never feel like you had enough to be able to move towards your divine partnership. So the lesson that you were supposed to learn is to step into your power and step into your strength and know that you always have that divine connection. You have everything that you need in order to tame whatever beast comes your way. The lesson that you were supposed to learn was, again, in spite of the stumbling blocks, you still take forward movement. You still take action towards your destiny. You don't let nobody stand in the way. You don't let nobody come in and stop you from doing that. It doesn't matter what they try to do. You still take action in the direction that you're supposed to go in towards your divine path. And you do it confidently and courageously and boldly because you know that waiting there is your divine partner. Waiting there is your abundance. It is your stability. It is your happiness. It is your purpose. One more for the lesson that you were supposed to learn from these friends, these false friends. Okay, what came out is justice. Justice. Look at what's peeking through. Justice. The Star card is right here peeking through, and the King of Wands. Justice would be for you to take action towards your wish fulfillment. Some of you may even have someone that you are watching from a distance. He or she might not be watching you. They might just be doing everything necessary to heal themselves, but you're being called to take action towards your divine path. You're being called to take action towards healing yourself and towards becoming more transparent in who you are, becoming your authentic self, stripping down to the, stripping it all down, okay? Take it all off so that you can be more authentic in your nature. You're supposed to be taking action towards your divine partnership because there lies the justice. There lies the balance. There is the truth. You have the sword of truth there. And so this is your justice. To take movement and to take action towards the person that is for you, and to also take movement and action towards the person that you have been created to be. No longer being bogged down with trying to maintain this facade or this false mask of being someone that you're not really genuinely, it's not genuine to your nature. You're just putting on this facade because this is the character of the people that you're around. They wear masks, and so you wear masks too. You know, it's time to release those types of people and move towards your divine path because you got straight wish fulfillment here. The Empress is here. The Strength is here. It's so many beautiful things that's going to come your way once you release these people, not just physically, but spiritually, mentally, emotionally, so that you can actually clear yourself of that energy, purify your vessel of that energy, and step back into your confidence, your power, your strength. That's what they didn't want you to do. So the lesson is, yes, heal. Step into your confidence, step into your authentic nature, and don't walk around for the rest of your life being untrue to who you are for the sake of maintaining false friendships. Because you maintain those people, you hold on to those people, what you're telling to the universe, what you're telling to the Most High God is, I don't want the blessings that you have stored up for me. Because I'd rather keep my hands, my fists clenched. I'd rather hold on to this energy that is neglecting me, that's backstabbing me, that's lying to me, that's mistreating me, that doesn't want to see me have anything, that doesn't want to see me have happiness. That's what I'm holding on to. And so you have no room to receive your blessing because you're so busy worried about numbers and whether or not you're going to have some friends and worried about whether you're going to be alone. You're going to receive abundance beyond measure once you allow yourself to release that. So let's see. Moving on to, I think I'm going to move straight into the lovers, okay? I was going to do the business partners and coworkers. I'm going to move into the lovers because I know this reading is kind of getting long. We're almost to an hour now. So lovers, because this is something that many people want to know about. What do these karmic lovers do to you? Okay? What did they do? Because oftentimes, this is how the throat, I mean, the heart chakra ends up getting blocked. And I started to say throat chakra because for some of you, they cut you off. They kept you from speaking the truth. You know, they might have even gaslighted you often so that you always felt as if, you know, what you had to say was irrelevant. It was, you know, they made you think that you was crazy. But let's see. Hold on, that's too many cards there, y'all. What did, these are flipped over. And some of them were very emotionally unavailable. What did these karmic partners, karmic lovers, what did they do to you? So many of them, you might have known some of them from childhood, okay? Some of them that you held on to because you might have had a friendship with them from your past. But some of them, in spite of your history with them, they still acted single, okay? Some of them still acted single in spite of your connection with them. You have the five of cups here. This is in the reverse. So I feel like these karmic lovers, they might have been in and out of your life, okay? You might have had one partner, if you're thinking about a specific person, someone who was in and out of your life, someone who love-bombed you, someone who would use their financial stability or that what they had material-wise as a way of causing a lot of pain in your life. And so they might have used that against you to make, you know, so maybe they said something like, well, I have all of this, so I don't need you. You know, it's like that yo-yo effect. One minute they want you and the next minute they're throwing you away. And so I feel like it was this on again, off again type of situation with these karmic lovers. And then they would come back in and make apologies and put you in this energy of nostalgia, thinking about the past. And it was also, I feel like, something about not wanting to release you because they knew that in your independence, you would actually be able to gain more absent of your connection with them than you was with them. So let's clarify these. What is the Six of Cups? In terms of these karmic lovers, what is the Six of Cups? Too many. Hold on. Let's see. Six of Cups. So the Six of Cups is the Hangman. They wanted to keep you stuck in the past. Stuck in the past in spite of whatever it is they were doing in the present moment. They always wanted to remind you of, well, remember when we had this? You know, or love bombed you. Do you remember when I did this or when I did that? They wanted you to stay stuck in that energy of nostalgia so that you would never see things clearly to cut yourself up out of that tree of feeling stuck. Some of you all often made you wait for them. You might have found yourself waiting to receive their love. Some of you, you stayed put in the relationship with this karmic lover because you often was in this energy of nostalgia, thinking back to how the good old days used to be. And you waited. You sacrificed your time, your energy, and your love. You sacrificed yourself from moving on to someone else because you waited. You wanted this person to go back to who they used to be. You wanted this person to ultimately become that giving, nurturing, kind, caring, compassionate lover. You waited for them to become this. But I feel like they was really more concerned about their materialism. They was more concerned about being independent of you, okay, and being independent from you. And so you sacrificed a lot of time just waiting to receive that love. So what is the Nine of Pentacles? What is the Nine of Pentacles? The Nine of Pentacles is the Sun in the reverse. You never felt happy with this person, okay? You never felt happy with this person. Maybe you always felt single. In spite of being in this relationship and sacrificing yourself to wait for this person to finally open themselves up emotionally or to go back to the way that things used to be when things were good, you never felt like you was in an actual relationship. What is the Five of Cups in the reverse? What did this karmic lover do to you? The Five of Cups in reverse. we have here the Two of Swords and the Page of Wands. Some of them even blocked you out when it came to intimacy, like the actual sexual relationship. Some of them never wasn't even open to receiving that. Some of them blocked you out emotionally. They were not emotionally available to you, and they stayed in this energy of a crossroads trying to figure out what it is that they wanted. Some of them kept you in a third-party type of situation here, always looking for and seeking a new thrill. Yeah. Some of them made you feel as if like you was old news, that type of energy. Seeking something new, a new passion and thrill. And a lot of times they were doing this behind your back because this person was blindfolded. So a lot of these things you did not see out in the open, but you felt it. You definitely felt it. And so a large part of you stayed stuck, sacrificing your time, sacrificing your happiness, a forward movement with somebody that would be more cohesive and to bring that reciprocity. You sacrificed a lot of that in hopes that this person would become that loving, soulmate that you always wanted. But there was no happiness here, okay? There was no happiness here. This thing was meant to come to an end. So I feel like, you even found out a lot of secrets, things that they were keeping in the dark, and this is what ultimately brought the relationship to an end for a lot of you. Because this person, I feel like they did make a lot of foolish decisions. They just I feel like this person did whatever they wanted to do because they felt like they was in this single energy anyway. In spite of y'all being in this relationship and you sacrificing yourself and moving on, this person was not emotionally available to you at all. So let's see, why did they do this? Why did this karmic lover do this? Why did this karmic lover do this? They did this to block you from forward moving and to make you feel alone, exiled. This is a common thing, too. If it's not about them taking your money or your finances or blocking out your money and finances, it's about them making you feel like you couldn't move forward. Just wanted to block you from moving towards your happiness. Yeah, wanted to keep you confused and making you feel like you was nothing less than just an option. They had many other options, many selections to choose from, and you just so happened to be one of them. So, like, they also wanted to do this to block your spiritual growth with the number 7 coming out 2 times and the hermit in the reverse. They wanted to block your spiritual growth, and they wanted to block you. They wanted to make you feel as if you was nothing but an option to them. Yeah. 6 of Pentacles in the reverse. Why did they do it? Because they wanted to take from you as much as they could, but they never wanted to give back in return. Because this in the upright is all about reciprocity, okay, balancing out the scales. What you give, I give back. It doesn't have to be in the same measure that you gave it to me, but I'm going to make sure that I don't make you feel as if I'm depleting you. You see what I'm saying? Or like you're taking a short end of the stick by being with me. But these people, that's what they did. There was no reciprocity. There was no justice here. There was no balance here. Why did they do it? Because they wanted to take, 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 and they didn't want to give you anything. They wanted to take from you and then go candy pick and go search and see what else they could find along the way, while blocking you from being able to select a new option, because meanwhile, you feeling used and abandoned and abused and alone. They never wanted to see you level up in terms of your spiritual growth, like I said. They never wanted to commit to you, many of them. They never planned on committing to you, but they also never wanted to see you close out this cycle and start brand new, because they knew that ultimately, if you awakened to their agenda, you would close out this cycle and you would move on. But they wanted to keep you stuck and chained and holding on to them. Again, in hangman mode, sacrificing yourself in that tree, never being able to see things clearly. And even in spite of you seeing things clearly, you would be so stuck on wishing that they would become the version of that soulmate that you've always desired or stuck in the past that you would never be able to move forward. Why did they do it? Because there was nothing authentic about them. They always came to you with false apologies, false love. There was nothing genuine about them emotionally. Why did they do it? Because they never wanted to see you move forward. They wanted you to always stay stuck in this energy of, first of all, trying to avoid conflict with them because they was always very manipulative, always causing these problems, bringing third parties into your relationship, dark clouds over the relationship, just always doing something against you to cause pain, to break your heart, okay? But here, they never wanted you to feel optimistic about moving forward at the same time. So it's all about selfishness. What can I get from you? What can I gain from being in your presence? What can you give me while I go and cheat, while I go and select my options and make you feel like you're nothing less, that you're nothing more than a bank, okay, or a passionate thrill, and then I'm going to go and hand select what I want. I'm going to block you, though, from moving towards your love because I'm selfish. That's what they was. They were selfish. They never wanted to close out this cycle. They never wanted to see you happy. They wanted you to feel alone and pessimistic about life. What lesson was you supposed to learn from this person? But I'm going to give you some advice, and I'm going to close out. What lesson were you supposed to learn from this karmic partner? Get the lesson so you can get the blessing. The lesson that you were supposed to learn here is to never allow yourself to feel less than. Never let anyone allow you to feel as if you're always being abandoned by them, always feeling left out in the cold. Never allow someone to come into your life that's offering false love, that has no consistency, that's in and out of your life, that's never able to open themselves up emotionally and express how they feel. Never allow yourself to feel codependent on someone else's energy so that you can feel safe and secure. Never allow yourself to stay in that energy. What else was you supposed to learn from this? You have here the Seven of Swords and the Two of Swords in reverse. Do not stay blindfolded to people's agendas. Because in the upright, this is staying blindfolded. In the reverse, that's seeing things very clearly. You're no longer at a crossroads. You see this person for what it is they're doing to you. You see the deception, and you don't close your eyes to it. You don't blindfold yourself to it. You allow yourself to see this thief, this crook, this liar, this whoever this person is, that's full of deception and dishonesty while they're looking back at you in hopes that you can't see their agenda. No, you see them very clearly. You call them out on it and you move forward. You don't allow yourself to stay stuck and blinded in deception all because of past pain, okay? All because of past pain, because this is another lesson in terms of allowing yourself to heal from the heartbreak that these people have caused you, that this karmic lover has caused in your life, because this is really what they wanted to be in. They never wanted you to be able to see the agenda, so that as long as you stay blindfolded and in confusion about their agenda, they can continue to take your energy, take your money, take your resources, take your happiness. And never see you, and you would never be able to close out the cycle with them because you would just stay stuck in hopes that they will finally love you one day, all because of childhood issues, all because of never feeling loved in your childhood. You would stay stuck with this type of person out of a codependency because a large part of you doesn't want to have to feel this energy of being left out in the cold all over again. But when a person shows you who you are the first time, you got to believe them. And so this is the lesson. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in this type of situation, because often you see the red flags from the very beginning. And a lot of times, but when you're unhealed and you have a lot of things that you suppress and you've yet to address, you tend to allow these people in your life anyway in hopes that they'll change, in hopes that they'll become the person that'll come in and actually mend your heart and to actually give you true love. And to, you know, put that salve on this broken heart. You hope that they're that person. You hope that if you love them, if you give them an overflow of this love that you have, that they'll somehow change. But it's this energy of not fooling yourself. That's the lesson. Don't fool yourself. So let me just see real quick for advice. I'm going to just pull. I'm not going to shuffle. Advice is to heal your sacral chakra, your creative nature. If you have this overactive or underactive sacral chakra, heal your sacral chakra, cleanse yourself of that, those old energies, that sexual energy, or if you've been molested, or if you've been, or your creative energy is just blocked in general because maybe you failed a lot of things that you might have started to do. because people were putting stumbling blocks in your path. Heal your sacral chakra. You have the root chakra. This is all about that energy of thriving and creating stability, security for yourself. So healing your root chakra is very important. You can always listen to frequencies. Look into different things on how to heal these chakras here. Then you have here, go wild. Take that leap of faith. Be bold as the lion here. Do those things that you've never done before, because a lot of times you got to do something that you ain't never did before to get the results that you never got. And so you're going to have to be as bold as the lion and, you know, become ferocious for a time. You might have to bite some heads off to get some people up out of your way and let them know that you're not playing with them anymore. You see them for who they are, and you've taken your power back. You know who you are, and you're not going to be played with anymore, okay? You got the sword of truth. They might have buried you. They might have buried you, but just like Phoenix rising from the ashes, you get back up and you dust yourself off and you use the same sort of truth to cut out people, places, and things that do not serve you in your forward movement. I'm going to take one more card and I'm going to close out. You have here, honor your feelings. Your feelings are important. Your feelings are justified. However you feel in regards to how these people treated you, do not turn a blind eye to it. It's justifiable. Honor your feelings. If you feel hurt, if you feel saddened, if you feel like you need to shed some tears, do that. Allow yourself to heal, because at the end of the day, suppressing it and holding on to it is what keeps that connection, that umbilical cord attachment to them in the spiritual realm. Even if you walked away from them physically, you still have this attachment to them mentally, and so that's another way of holding on to that energy that keeps you from receiving your blessings. And so honor your feelings. Face the truth. The truth, embrace the truth, go wild, step into that lioness or that lion type of energy, and know that you can create security for yourself. You don't need to be codependent on anybody. Security of your emotions, your happiness, your financial stability, whatever the case may be, you can create that for yourself. You have everything that you need right in front of you, as long as you allow yourself to accept it, see it for what it is, get the lesson so you can get the blessing. So that's what I have for you all. I hope this message wasn't too long. I thank you all for staying, you know, with me. And for those of you, if you want me to do this type of reading for you, you know, you can always email me and let me know if you want me to do this type of this particular setup so that you can get more detailed in terms of those people who did these things to you, why, what was the agenda, what was the lesson that you were supposed to get from it. We can even take it a step forward to see what is the blessings that you receive as a result of allowing yourself to release. But for the sake of time, I couldn't go into the blessings that you're to receive, but I feel like it's pretty clear that you will receive an overflow of those things that have been stored up for you as a result of releasing those things that don't serve you and opening up your hands to receive those things that do. And so if you desire private readings, you can always email me. I thank you all for donations. I thank you all for joining me at this time, and I look forward to seeing you all again. At the next message, y'all stay up. Y'all be blessed.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining me with that. Yeah, I just hope that helped somebody as it helped me. You know, again, I see a lot of people that's just heavy, heavy, heavy. And, you know, sometimes when you get clarity, now that was a collective reading, you know, that wasn't my reading or anything per se. But, you know, whatever resonates on a soul level for you is, you know, take that, guys, and leave the rest, okay? All right, join me every weekend here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. Same time, Motivation Classroom and Spiritual Flow Sunday, both at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. I love you, I love you, I love you. And, yeah, that's it, guys. I just wanted to share that with the world because it was powerful. It was powerful. Her link is in the show notes, okay? All right, guys, remember to smile. This is one of my favorites right here. All right, guys, till next time.